Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Dr. Cupertino with the Hour of Power, Hour Thought Power show. Hi there, you guys. Listen, I'm glad you're on this show because it shows that, hey, you've got something to live for and you want to know how to do it better. So before we get started with that topic, this life is not worth living, and I'm too afraid to die. We're going to bow our heads in a moment of meditative prayer. O Creator God, Psalms 83:18 says that Thou, whose name art Jehovah, art the Most High God over all the earth, and that's who we're coming to. We're number one. So we're coming to a number one God. We feel that we have all power in our hands when we've got you in our heart and our mind and our soul and on our side. So because of that, we're seeking nothing but the best, nothing but the highest, and nothing less than perfection in the God that we come to honor with our heart and soul, and that's you. We thank you for another day. Might not want it to see it, but we're thanking you for another day because that gives us another opportunity to stand tall and to praise your holy name. Some have said, oh, I don't know what I'm here for. Oh, I don't know why I'm alive. Oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, walking about breathing and eating and drinking. That's it. According to your word, we were created to praise you. Now, isn't that simple? We don't have to go spend a lot of money on self-help books. We don't have to lay awake all night long wishing to die before sunlight appears. We don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get into a psychiatrist's chair. Oh, my goodness, isn't that simple? We were created to praise you, but we've got to be in line to praise you. We've got to be in the right frame of mind to praise you. We've got to be the kind of vessel that you would have us to be to praise you. Isn't that simple? I have found my purpose. If anyone wants to say that, God, here it is. We thank you that you've given us our purpose to praise you. Well, why? We're going to hear more about that. But thank you, God. Thank you for touching us, calling our name, saying, uh-oh, I'm going to raise her one more day. I'm going to raise him for one more day. Thank you, God. We love you. Don't want to try to get along without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In your Son, Christ Jesus' name, the only name given under heaven by which man can be saved. Others don't want to be saved. They don't want to be saved. Some claim, I don't have to be saved. I'm going to a place of eternal light. Oh, yeah, you're going to a place of eternal light. Yes, you are. Before you are assigned your forever eternal resting place. And since we know that, God, we thank you. We honor you for that knowledge. Hey, thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. This life is not worth living, and I'm too afraid to die. Well, we're going to have to tell fear to step aside, slide to the side, take a hike. Because the Bible says there is appointed once for all men to lay down, give up the Holy Ghost, and, of course, let the remains go back to where they came from. But we, in the land of the living, some of us has everything. Some have nothing. But the eventuality, if man and beast, is the same place. So whether you have a lot or you don't have a lot, or you have too much, you don't have a... Hey, we're all going to one place. Isn't that something? That's the cure of all jealousy. Isn't that something? Just think of that every time you get jealous of someone driving down the street in a new car. Beautiful face. Lovely figure. Wonderful home. Just remember that. Just remember that. And then add this to it. You're not going to take none of that with you. Oh, my goodness. You can be jealous with that thought. But lavish dinners where people dine on the best, eat the best, in the best of company. Some may have wealthy friends, a palace for a home. But they feel nothing seems to satisfy them. I have everything I need, but there's a pit in my stomach that doesn't seem to want to reside. Something's wrong. I'm not satisfied. Some are saying I'm unhappy all the day long. And I make my bed at night an ocean of tears. My children even say they hate me. And my rich and educated friends are worse off as I am. Have a mask on. Yes, have everything. I am everything. I am everything. I am that. But I'm sad and I'm walking in misery. And I just cannot seem to make any kind of emotional, psychological breakthrough. But sanity, no matter how hard I try, no matter where I go, it's not there. No matter how hard I try, I can't dig it out. No matter what I say and how I say it, I'm miserable. I cannot seem to make a breakthrough for my sanity. Oh, God, in heaven, anybody, somewhere, anywhere, help me, please. This is how some people feel today. Have everything this life has to offer, but that thing that they do not have is a relationship with God. Yes, you're created by God. Yes, you're walking around with the Spirit of God within. Yes, you know how to spell it, G-O-D, J-E-S-U-S. Oh, my God, but I am miserable. I'm miserable. I do not have a relationship with God. Anytime you look around here in the world, on your streets, in your community, and your neighborhood, and you see people that are just as gorgeous as can be, beautiful, calmly, on 2 feet by the moment, they're not happy. They've been all around the world, some of them. Some have dreamed to be around the world. They can go to the bank and ask for any amount, and the teller will say, step aside while we count your money. I could go on and on and on, but they're not happy. So because of that fact, and because of the fact that some are saying this life, it's not worth living. Everything I've done brings me no joy. We're going to concentrate on a relationship with God. What is a relationship? A relationship is an opportunity and an arrangement to enjoy the company of another. Opportunity and an arrangement to enjoy the company of another. That's relationship. Some are saying you don't even succeed in business without a good relationship with another. You can't go to your doctor and expect good care if there's no relationship there. You even know dealing with mommy and daddy, there's got to be a solid relationship there of subordination as a child, young teen, you, to the high authority, which is mommy and daddy. There's got to be a relationship in place, not walking down the street, but in place to enjoy any aspect of the give and take of that relationship. It's either a good relationship or a bad. Anytime you shake hands with another, you've formed a relationship. You tell another person, I love you. You have entered into a relationship. You sign a contract for business. You have entered into a relationship for profit or for loss. You sign a blank check. You have entered into a relationship with the bank that they can cash that check, provided the funds are there. So we're going to concentrate right now on a relationship with God. You want anything from God, you've got to have a relationship. And if you're going about in this world stumbling, fumbling, struggling, oh, my goodness, the relationship to counter that misery is not in place. I don't care who you are. In order to have a right life or a bad life, there's a relationship that has got to be in place on the table, either with God or with Satan. Some are choosing Satan because they say, oh, well, I don't know anything about God. I don't want to know anything about him. I don't know if I'm going to get anything from him. I may not want anything from him because you got to work too hard. And they say, I'm going to worship the devil. I'm going to get all I can get in this life. damn the next one, if it is one at all. They are not in a right relationship. They will never be in a right relationship talking like that, thinking like that, meditating like that. They have stretched the far from their Creator God. And let me tell you something. He stretched from them. You won't want to see some of these people that are devil worshippers today in the next 10 years. You won't be able to recognize them. And all gods of diseases will be in line to attack their presence. So we're going to go back to the one that says, I create it all. Don't you want to get in a relationship with a person, a being, a spirit, anything that says, I create it all, and said, I can prove it. Prove me and see that I don't open up the floodgates of heaven to you. Wouldn't anyone in their right mind and on borderline insanity want to get in line to get into a relationship with someone like that? I know I would. Someone promised me eternal life, and someone else says you're going to die in 10 seconds. I'm pretty sure anyone, even the insane, would be able to see through that and say, I'm going to get on the side of the one that promises all things because he created it. He's got to know what he's talking about. And right now, God knows what he's talking about. If you are feeling that this life is not worth living, you have no relationship with God. And we're going to talk about how you can get in a relationship with God right here and now. And number one, this is how you can get into a relationship with God, the Creator, so that you will feel that the life is worth living. He said, I created you to praise me. So how do I praise God without even being in a relationship with him? This is what we're going to do. We're going to hold up both hands, holy or not, and say, God, take me into a relationship with you. That's all it is. However contrite that might sound, it might sound trivial. Oh, you mean that's all I got to say? Yes, but you've got to say it and mean it. God in heaven, take me in. Put me in a right relationship with you. I want to be in a right relationship with you. I done did everything else, and nothing has worked. I'm at the brink of suicide right now. Nothing I do gives me joy. Nothing I do brings me happiness. Nothing I do shares my love with others. Nothing I do. So the answer must be that I'm not in the right relationship that I should be. And I'm asking you. I'm not going to Satan right now. He can wait. I'm talking to you right now. God, put me in a relationship with you. God, I want to. I, Messiah, want to be in a right relationship with you. I've been in a relationship with all kind of fiends, foes, enemies, con men, con women. Of course, you know that did not work. Now here I am. I've spent my life up doing all kind of crazy stuff. I know that's a capital sin to take my own life. God, please help me. I'm tired of getting up every day skinning and grinning with people I hate, people I can't stand. Just because I'm in some kind of a legal or physical relationship with them. I'm sick of that. I'm running a con job on my own self, not being in a right relationship with you. That's why I feel like this life is not worth living. I need some direction. God, guide me. So that's all we've got to say. God, guide me. Here come the fool knocking on the door. God, guide me. You surely need his guidance to speak to that. Here come a cop trying to give me a ticket. God, guide me. I'm in court next week, and I'm scared to death. God, guide me. I can't stand my spouse. Never should have married him in the first place. I was told not to, but now, right now, God, guide me. Doctor says I have 3 weeks to live, and there's no help. Get out of here. Go home. God, guide me. God, I have 3 women on the side, and I'm sick of all of them. God, guide me. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Just got in. Here's an eviction notice. laying on the table. God guide me. Any situation, he said, I created it all. You've got to go to him and tell him, move all of this out of my way. I'm testing you right now, God. I'm sick of playing games. Right now, God, guide me. I'm tired of hearing how good you are and how wonderful you are. And you're a good God. Oh, my, I'm sick of that. I'm miserable. Guide me. I'm here to test you. I don't know about all them old long prayers, and I may not know about Isaiah, and I might not have all the money the person that has got me all messed up might have. But I'm coming to you. I'm asking you, God, guide me. I ain't got time for them long prayers. This world is closing in on me. I got all kind of problems that I can't solve. Oh, everybody in town. I hate everybody in town. They hate me. God, please. The doors are closing in. I thought I was doing right sitting up in church every week. I ain't learned nothing. I've heard everything, but I ain't learned nothing. I'm just as worse as the whoremonger in the alley than sitting up in there. Ain't made no progress. Ain't brought one saint to the altar. I've got to be messed up. Running, sitting, I'm too scared not to show up. Got to see the latest. You, God, you are the latest. You're the latest in my program now. I don't know how it turned out like this, but I'm asking you right now. You've got to guide me. I've tried myself. My con games have run out. They ran out a long time ago. Everything I thought I was big enough to do, I did. Nothing has worked in my life. That's why I'm miserable. That's why I'm listening to the Dr. Cappuccino show, because I'm going to hear it as it is. I'm sick of me, been sick of me. I done fooled the world. I fooled myself first. The man, woman, in the mirror, I'm sick of that. God, guide me. God, guide me. Somehow this life has got to be worth living, or I never would have been created to come here. I didn't know anything about this eons of ages ago. I'm sure my parents did not. They're sick and miserable too. Oh, my God, guide me. Give me a word for them too. God, guide me. I don't know how to pray right. I don't know what to say when I pray. I don't even know if you're hearing me now, but God, guide me. I've been guided by sex. I've been guided by alcohol. I've been guided by drugs. I've been guided by the drug man. I've been guided by my spouse. They've messed up. They're effed up. God, guide me. Guide me. That's all I know to say. In any language, God, guide me. Now, Satan is going to be on the sidelines listening, looking, and booking. God, guide me. And Satan, get thee behind me. Get thee, Satan, get thee behind me. In the name of Jesus. Now, you can say any other name you want. He going to stalk and kill you, because now he got one of his getting out of his clutches, because you're asking the Creator God to guide you. You know he's jealous and envious. He's been that way from the very beginning, but you got to ask God to guide you. He'll open the prison cell if you ask him to guide you. He'll open the jail cell. If you say, God in heaven, God guide me. God guide me. That's three words. Been a hellcat all your life. Done hurt everybody. God guide me. In that three-word statement is, forgive me. Hold me. Honor my steps. Lead me through the valley of death. And from the shadow of death, from the way of death, just in those three words, just saying all of that, God guide me. He's got to move the cankerworm out your way. He's got to make a restoration of some aspects of your life. How is he going to guide you if he doesn't do that? You're coming to him as his own. You're coming in your ownness. and wholeness of who you think you are when you ask God to guide you. Yes, you're hearing everything. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're President Obama. God doesn't care if you're lesbian, gay, transgender, whatever. Well, of course, he cares about the aspect of us if we have stepped outside of his boundaries. Don't get me wrong. But whoever you are, whatever you are, did you hear what I just said? Whatever you are, God is God over all. And he's a fix-it man. You don't want to be fixed? I tell you what, you will wish you were one day. But whatever you are, whoever you are, wherever you are, whoever you are, ask God, God guide me. God guide me. 1, 2, 3 words. He's listening and he's waiting. What father would not be waiting to hear from their son or daughter? No matter what happened, beast, bitch, whoever, come home. God is looking for all of us to come home. You know what home represents? Start going back where you started. Homemonger, beast, killer, murderer, all that springs from home. But before anything good can happen, God is calling us home, meaning come back. He says, return to me, and I will return to you. So God is looking for us to come home, meaning to return home. Mama may not want you back. Daddy might not want you back. Daddy might have been the worst, what they say, MF in the universe. It doesn't matter. Go home, all of you. Hey, please, listen to me. Just go back and touch the door and say, God, God, guide me. If you can. If you can't, write a letter. Sit down and write a letter to the address where you grew up. Building might have been demolished. You don't care. You don't need a return address on it. Sit down and write a letter to home. Write a letter to home where it all happened and started. All hell, all evil, all wickedness, all wantonness, all anything not good. Write a letter home. Write a letter to home. Write a letter to home. We're going to end this. All everything, all hell, damnation, whatever happened at home, whatever happened, write a letter back home and drop it in the mailbox. I don't know if that's wrong or right. I don't know. Check with the U.S. Postmaster. I don't know. Write a letter home. If you can carry it home and slide it under the door and run back to your car with the engine still running, do it. That can be part of your sacred little ceremony, your little ritual. You know, everything started with a ritual. He said, come, let us make man in our image. That's a ritual. That's a ritual. He said, come, let us make man in our image. So we got a chance. So we don't have to say, oh, that life, it might not be worth living. Then effed up so bad, might not be worth living. Police might be after you. They might be on your trail. May get your dog kicked in by the FBI in two or three hours. It might not be worth living. But I guarantee you, don't tune into this show if this does not come true anymore. I guarantee, I put a personal guarantee. I put my life on this. You go to the God of the universe. I'm not talking about those lower gods, because God said there are some running around. Don't put him before my face. I guarantee you this day, this is your fortunate day, your day of fortune. You hit the jackpot this morning because all you have got to do is say, God, guide me. And go somewhere and sit down and watch him work. You can go to the church where you walked off and say, I got a testimony. I sat down ready to blow up my brains out last week. But I put that gun down, and I asked God to guide me. He knew I didn't have nothing. Didn't know where I was going to get anything from. He knew everything evil was right behind me in pursuit. He knew I had nobody to call, no one to run to, nobody to call to. But I sat down and I asked God. I said, God, guide me. I didn't say a lot of anything because I didn't know. I don't know what to say. I have no idea what else to say. But I sat down there and I said, God, guide me. And he went to work. God is not a guy that's going to lie. The Bible says that in Titus, the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 2, God is not a God that can lie. He cannot lie. If he wanted to sit up there and lie like 50 dogs, he can't do it. You can count on him. Couldn't count on Daddy. I tell you what, you can count on him. Mama may not like you. Never have. Might not be speaking today. You can count on God. You can count on. You can email me. You can call me for prayer. 424-634-9615. Day and night. Just leave a message. Just say prayer. I tell you what. Quicker than quick. Faster than a speeding bullet. Speeding locomotive. I tell you what. You got it. You think this life is not worth living? It might not be. In fact, it will never be outside of a relationship with the Creator. Just like you sign that check, when you say, God, guide me, you're signing on with the most powerful force in the universe, a God that says he cannot lie, he cannot die, and one that says he neither slumber nor sleep. Who would not want to be in a relationship with someone like that? Sex doesn't overpower it. Money could not overpower it. A fine home in a good neighborhood. What is a good neighborhood? Homemongers, adulterers, killers, drug runners might be living on the same street. So you can't go by that. You know what you can go by? A right relationship with God. And this day, I ask you to enter in a right relationship with a God who said his son paid it all, came down through 42 generations. Went all the way to the place of the skull, Golgotha, and gave his life. Adam and Eve messed us up. And he came back, the Bible says, of his own will. Nobody had to pay him to do right and to help a nation. Nobody had to pay him to be president of heaven. He did it for you. Now it's your turn. Come on back home. Come on back home. Where everything good is waiting for you. Your home is a right relationship with God. You started off with it. Come on back. God bless you all. We'll see you next week, same place in spirit, on the Hour for Power, the Dr. Capitino Show. Mama used to say, don't take all that. It don't take all that. Look what's been accomplished in 30 minutes. God bless you, and may he keep you and hold you and all that belong to you. You can send me an email of encouragement. Send me an email of steadfast prayer to mothernature7@gmail.com. And remember, if God is not your friend, the others are not either. Let me say that again. If you don't have God as your friend, the others you think are your friends, they are not. In Jesus' name, have a wonderful weekend. And remember this, God is your everything.